Okay, so Maggie's gonna go through the what we need to go through because she's so much better at it than me being organized.
No pressure then. First of all, thanks for joining. It's great to have so many of us. Obviously, we all have things in our lives that, you know, we take time out to do this. Welcome to our new members. It's great to have you with us. We tend to do these about once every 6 weeks. From my perspective, I've been looking back as to where we were a year ago in lots of areas of my life, because obviously we've been in lockdown most of the year and such like. But regarding Helen's, don't like to use the word business, but Helen's teachings, let's put it that way, things have changed so massively. And basically it was Ian and I just plodding along, helping Helen, and then things kind of exploded in a good way. And I just want to thank everyone. Probably going to get really emotional because I do, but I really want to thank everyone. This team is growing and it's amazing. I went through a phase where I can't cope with this. I wanted to run for the hills and something stopped me, and the new people came along. I really, really want to thank Vidair and Claire. I really want to thank Vidair and Claire because they took over and helped with a lot of my main work. And without them, it would just be manic. And Claire's very hidden. She does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. She's not joining us today. Vidair is a bit more out there now because she replies to a lot of the emails. We have got a couple of extras on board, and that's progressing. But I just want to thank everyone, every single one of you, for what you do. I don't have contact with some of you because it's not directly linked to what I do, but thank you. I'm going to go through the list of everyone on the team. I've taken the list off the Facebook group, and I'm looking, and I think you're all on my list, so that's a relief. It's just so we all know what we do. There is some of you who are helping Caroline with the indexing, and I won't be mentioning that because Caroline is doing a wonderful job there, and I'm not aware of who's doing it, but for those who are doing that as well, thank you. Basically, I think you know what I do. I tend to coordinate things, emails, run things. If you should all have my email address. If you haven't, email into Evolutionist Spirit and say you haven't got it. I'm quite happy if you'd have my work email. It does keep the Evolutionist Spirit clear for student things, really. Ian does all the website uploads and changes. Claire is starting to help him with that now, just starting. But his answer when I want something, some help doing something, I'm just uploading some files for Helen. So yeah, he does an amazing job doing that. Claire does the accounts, and that's a huge job. And she's now helping him with the website. She does step in occasionally when I'm not around to help with the emails, but that might not be needed now. Vidair does an absolutely amazing job running things. Ian and I got a lovely thank you the other day. I think it was from Marcy in the group. I was very grateful for it, but Vidair does a heck of a lot of it now, helping sort on events, and she co-hosts groups. Mike is the Sangha lead, the main Sangha lead, and runs groups, and he's helped with some of the book designs, cover designs. Saboteur is the DTE and GP lead. He runs groups and does some Facebook memes as well. If I miss anything out, just shout, because I do forget things. Janine is now doing some of the emails, and she's also taking over a lot of the Facebook. Just while I'm on there, if anyone, I'm sure we all do, but if anyone is suddenly hit by something immense that Helen says some great sentence and it really has an impact on you, try and keep a note of it and let Janine know, because apparently she spends a lot of her time looking for these and isn't able to enjoy the events. Is that correct, Janine? You don't have to speak, but just nod if that's correct.
Yeah,
just to give her some sayings to work on.
Do we have a way for people to let Janine know those?
I was just going to come to that actually, because I was just realised, are you, let me know if you're, you don't have to do this now, Caroline, and I think Caroline's already okay. Janine, if you're okay for people to have your email address.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll let people have that. Well, I'll send out a new list with all the email addresses on for Caroline and Janine to have, because we've all okayed that already. Caroline is running many groups at the moment. I think you're doing three now, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah. And is also coordinating the indexing of the recordings, which is great. Thanks to everyone who's helping her. Both Laurie's do run groups, and I would imagine helping with some of the indexing as well. Amy was running groups, and she's having a bit of a break at the moment. Helen Avery is running a group. Sharon Stark is a co-host on a group. Sharon Kay runs a group. Bev is helping with emails. She also checks the responses on YouTube and comments on YouTube. And if there's anything needs replying to, she points them to the website or whatever. And she does the homework sheet with Sergio. Sergio's doing the homework sheet for GP each month. Ron is my business guru, who I email and say, what do I do about this? And how do I do that? And what about this? And so we have some interesting conversations, being a lot of help to me. Marcy has done some masses of editing, and there's masses more to do. Because I think you all know that we're republishing the books. Helen and I are having great fun with that, aren't we, Helen? And Gaynor's normally helps with the group, and she's been helping me with the database, but she's been working on increasing the population of the planet and is on maternity leave. So that's everyone. If I've missed anyone or anything you do, let me know, because as I say, I can miss things.
Just want to jump in quick there, Maggie, before you continue, and just say thank you very much to everyone. And none of this works without you guys. It's just amazing what you do, and deeply, deeply appreciate you all, and be totally lost without you. So thank you.
Thanks for that, Helen. One thing, my thing, and I work with Bidea on changing things a lot. We're forever changing things, and my feeling, rather than anything ever being a criticism, is that we're evolving and making things better and improving things for how they are evolving within Helen's teachings. I've got some new changes to let you know, Bidea. I'll send you an email. And it's forever changing. One thing we want to try and do is, if you can, if you don't know who it is, it's fine asking this in the Facebook group, or you can email me, but we're trying to get people to contact the right person for the right thing, because quite often I'll get an email and then I'll pass it on to somebody else, normally Ian actually. So if it's anything about the website, please try and contact Ian directly. If you see something that you think, oh, that doesn't seem right, or you might want to think, oh, can we add this to it about your groups or anything like that, it's Ian. As I said, I'll send all the email addresses out.
Can we make that an announcement in the Facebook group, the list of everyone's email?
I did do a few of the people that need to be contacted that I think are people, you know, like Saviturn and Mike, regarding the leads of the group.
Is it an announcement?
If you're happy to have it in the Facebook group, it's private to us. If you're happy to have it, I'll put it up there as an announcement. Yeah, okay. I did it as an announcement. Yeah. I've done that. So I've just direct your query to anyone, if you know who they are. So if it's any of the hosts for the GP or DTE groups, it's Saviter. If it's the Sangha groups, it's Mike. If you're not sure, email me. Don't think, oh, I can't email Maggie because I'm meant to know. It's not like that at all. We're just trying to move things forward. Any new DTE or GPE meetup hosts, Sangha, DTE and GP, the three, need to be given any guidelines and that from Mike and Saviter. There's been a few, we kind of, Helen wants them to be run to benefit the students as best as possible, and everyone's doing that as we know, and we're just trying to like polish the edges a little bit. So there's been a few not changes so much, but just more help with how to do that, I would say. So you should have heard from Mike and Savitur. Recordings of events, for paid for events, cannot be used in the groups. People pay to join events, and when it's a DTE group, as an example, when it's a DTE group, it should be that group that's running that course, sorry, a DTE course, it should be that course that's running that we're discussing and talking about the lesson we've just done. And then when the course is finished, carry on discussing the lessons in that course, because there'll be new people joining that course. And the course is the same each time, but it's ever deepening, even for Helen within her teachings. So it's just to please don't play any recordings from sessions that people have paid for. If you're not sure, ask. Just ask. Right. Helen was going to take some time off, and she's absolutely devastated that a holiday is being cancelled. She's not.
It's actually quite funny now. It's the third time we've tried to do this family holiday to Portugal. This time it was COVID, but yeah. Next year, hopefully, we'll get there.
We've got a very sarcastic message. My holiday has been cancelled. I'm devastated. Not. You will get there when it's right. So she's going to take a week off at the end of March. Basically, we're going to move the next GP session back to when it should have been, which is the first Saturday of the month. We were going to have it further on. We're going to move it back. So just keep an eye on the website for that and be aware of any groups. Done that.
It's just the time zones now.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, we're very, very aware that America and the UK need to get their act together, because American time zones change about 2 weeks before the UK ones. And so we're asking, and I'm going to send an email out to Mike and Savitur to speak to the hosts about this. The time zones, the week before the American time zones, which is mid-March, with the week before they change, for the host to announce it in the group and just say it's up to the students to be able to find out when it is, it will affect.
Can I just be a little clearer there? Sorry, we're asking the people that run Sanghas to announce, to say, next, you know, at the end of a session, because Sunday the 17th, I think US clocks change, don't they? Something like that. So
if 14th. You just it's say, the weekend, it's the 14th.
Oh, sorry. So you could just say in your particular Sangha at the end of your session, just be aware it might be a different time for you next week for people that are joining, because, and you don't have to tell them all the correct times, but just if you could just, we're going to, you know, put a little thing on the GP hidden page where the recordings go, but if you're running a Sangha, could you just remind people if possible to?
Yeah, because the ones who run the American Sanghas will be affected, and those who attend will be affected from that weekend. And then a fortnight later, our time zone catches up. But those who don't change their time, their hour, will be affected for the next 6 months or whatever it is. So just to announce it the week before, to say the time zones are changing in some areas, please be aware of it. But it will get passed down to you. You will be reminded. And if you have any issues at all with the groups, contact Mike for the Sanghas and Savitur for the DTE and GP. And if it's something they're not sure about, they'll feedback to me, and then I can discuss it with Helen if need be. I've asked for one line of quotes for Janine. Now I'm just going to open it. Does anybody have any issues? If there's anything they want to bring up, please feel free. Don't, like Helen says in Satsang, no questions.
Suggestions. If you have any suggestions how we can do things better.
Yeah. Anything at all? Caroline? Sorry. Yeah, Helen next.
It's just a little thing, really. I know that the we're trying to enforce the guidelines a bit more with muting and about not making sure that people don't feel as though they're being corrected, or, you know, when they're sharing. I wondered if we could put that, because I was reading it this morning before I started. Is there somewhere we can add that to the guidelines, or don't you want it added? Do you want us to just say it?
The muting is optional. It was if it works for you. You don't have to mute people. You don't have to ask them. It's how it works for you within your group. It was just, I've been made aware that sometimes people are waiting to ask a question, somebody else will just jump in. As it happens, you know, like, yeah. I saw your hand go up and then I realised Helen was there as well. You know, it's how it works for you. I mean, we can update the guidelines and can be sent out again.
Do you use the raise hand feature for the Sanghas?
Some do, some don't.
Well, I started to say this morning, can you mute yourself so that I know you've finished with your question, with your hands, with your talking? Because sometimes you find there's a two-way thing goes on, and it can go from where somebody might have the hand up, but you know the conversation hasn't finished.
Yeah.
But somebody's still got the hand up. So we've just started to say now from Savitar's direction, when you're finished, will you please put your hand down so that I know and I can invite somebody else to talk?
Yeah, I mean, if you want them added into the guidelines, I mean...
I don't know what Savitar thinks. It was just a thought. It was really the other part that I really forgot about this morning. I couldn't quite get my head around it, about not correcting people. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong, that sort of thing.
Yeah, unless they're breaking the guidelines on being offensive or, you know, a thing that you'd stop instantly. It was about letting somebody speak and then just being if they've said something that you would think, oh, I don't quite agree with that, it's more about saying, oh, how about looking at this way, in my experience this has happened, rather than saying, let me correct you, because they are where they are at.
Yeah.
You know, like Helen would never
occasionally
in satsang jump in and say, oh, I might push you there or something like that. But she would never say you're wrong. I'm not saying anyone is saying people are wrong. I mean, I'm not in the group, so. Mike, do you want to jump in with this?
To keep an eye on it.
I thought you said it fine. To honor where everybody's at in their journey, pretty much. Everybody's at where they're at. They can't help but be where they're at.
Yeah, that's fine.
You said it perfectly the other day. I tried to do it this morning, it just went away. Just went, I'll have to write something down for myself, I think.
It's the skill though, running a Sangha, isn't it? And you get better at it each time, you know, and it's never easy speaking in front of a group, even if you know the subject matter well, you know, it's fine to have a couple of notes just to, you know, if there's something you're going to forget, just jot it down beforehand, it makes it easier, then you're not stressing over remembering.
I've got a whole sheet here that I'm supposed to be adding to and typing that I haven't. I'll just put your comment, Caroline, if that's all right. Helen, are you finished, Caroline?
Yeah.
Helen, did you want to say something? Helen Avery?
I don't have a suggestion. So if we want to stay on that theme, I'm happy to just, it was just a something
no,
else.
Carry on.
And Savitar is aware of this, but I'm moving back to the UK on the 29th of March.
Yay!
So two things. One is I won't be able to run the GP group on Tuesday nights because I'll be in bed. So someone, just to flag up that someone will need to replace me there. And so let me know how that process works, or Savitar, you may already be on it, I don't know. And then, and just to say, as I'll be back in the UK, if there's anything you need doing UK time or just let me know.
I'm rubbing my hands.
What do you like on websites?
Helen, do you want to stop the Sangha altogether, or you want to move it to a UK time zone, or maybe you've decided this or not? I don't know.
I think people come on the Tuesdays, and I think it would be a shame to lose that on the Tuesday nights for the US. So I don't know if there's someone who could take over from that, whether that's an option.
I'm open to doing that.
Okay. And then, yes, very open. It feels like there's quite a lot of groups in the UK, so I might not be. I mean, I love doing it, so I'm very open to running one, or if someone wants a week off or whatever. But I'm just saying, sort of bear it in mind. But also, there's behind the scenes things that need doing, editing or question indexing. I'm open, so just if that's what the area you're running, I just let me know. You can email me, and as of end of March, I can use my.
I was going to say there's probably more groups being run out of the US than the UK.
Yeah, we were actually looking for UK DT groups during the week, weren't we? Caroline stepped in. I don't expect you to land in the UK and run a Sangha that very week, Helen, but, you know, if it's
the week after.
The week after, yeah, you know, start your job first, but. So.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Well, count me in for sure, because, you know, it's a pretty easy transition over, so it's no problem for me.
Well, should we kind of, I'll leave that with Savitur to sort out with Helen and Ron, is that all right?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah, and also, Helen, if you know, your landing literally at the end of the course, should we kind of look at for the next course maybe in April that you'll maybe step in and do another one in the UK?
Sounds great, yeah.
It's all right, Savitur.
Very good.
Yeah, right. I'm just going to type that. Anybody else?
Anybody else have any questions or challenges with what they're doing or suggestions? Or
yeah, can I just ask you one thing on the Facebook post? Is it, I've been getting some back from Caroline where she's been indexing. So what we just wanted to check though is that if, bearing in mind what you're saying, that if somebody's paying for a course that you can't use that for audios, is that the same for these for the Facebook posts as well?
I think it's all right, little snippets, yeah. You know, like you okay. would you can quote a small section of any author's work at you know, mm-hmm. as if it's a small section or a sentence, you don't have to, you know, worry about copyright and stuff like that. I think if it's just a one-liner like you're using for the posts, it'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, and if anybody's got any ideas of groups, because we're going to gradually take it out further. So if anybody's got any suggestions on possible groups for us to join as well, if they could email those through to me, that would be brilliant.
So I know there's Satsang England and Satsang UK groups, but they're mainly for advertising events. They mainly only advertise events, but we used to be a member of a load of groups as the page. I'll have a think about it and see if I can remember which ones. There's 6 or 7 that kind of take posts from any teacher, as I remember.
Yes, that's right.
That was over a year ago then when we were looking at it. But
okay, brilliant. Yeah,
if anybody. The posts are amazing that you're doing. You and Savitur are just, you've got this amazing capacity to do.
It'll be really interesting to watch because we know sort of how many followers we've got now, and we'll start to see then if that starts to increase.
And book sales are going back up in the UK for the last year. US has been outselling everywhere else in the world by quite some way, but they found that they're going back up in the UK now, so something's happening there too. So
brilliant.
Yes, lovely, thank you.
Okay,
Sergio, did you want to?
Yes, how about on the YouTube videos, can they be available or translated into Spanish? The satsangs?
I forgot to mute myself, sorry. I would love, and we've asked before for translators, if anyone wants to do translation work, I'd absolutely welcome that. We just haven't had many people come forward. Maybe we need to ask in a different way. We haven't asked in a while, have we, as far as
I know? We have got a couple of people ready to translate. It wasn't Spanish, but I think we were thinking about the books and trying to get them republished.
Are you talking about like the subtitles that they do on the YouTube, so, Sergio?
Yeah, that's the idea for the subtitles on the YouTube, but also for the books.
Mm. If anyone knows anyone that has a very good second language or English is their second language, then, you know, we're more than looking, we're really, really, you know, that has something. The challenge with translation, it takes a long time. So don't want to burden someone. It's a lot of time, isn't it? If anyone wants to volunteer for that, I'm more than happy to have that happen, to get it out there to people that, you know, they're not so good with English, basically.
Can I just ask on that? Does it need to be someone who's kind of into this? Because a lot of the wording and the way you speak, and it's come up in your books, hasn't it? The publishers have tried to change things up, because what if we write the word yourself with the capital S in the middle of it, they obviously didn't like it, that type of thing. Do we need it to be someone who gets the meaning behind it, or does that, I think that matters?
I don't know if we could make a big decision on that, maybe just a case by case, but not so much for the YouTube, but maybe for translating the written books. And, you know, eventually audiobooks, I think it might have more of an impact then.
Does anyone know how does it work for the YouTube channel to put the translation words on the video?
There is a section in the YouTube studio that deals with captions and things like that, but I am totally inept in that area. I mean, there's a whole thing with YouTube that I'm just desperate for someone to come and, you know, that can put like the beginning screens on the, you know, and then the end as the satsang fades out, you know, go to helenhamilton.org type of end cards and beginning cards that they call them. Mm-hmm. So there is, if anyone is interested in doing that, like then, or knows more about YouTube Studio, I would very, very much welcome some help with that, or basically, well, I know how to get them on there and published, but really it's not fancy how it's done at the moment. There is a way to do it, but
that's a minor miracle in itself that they're getting put on there, because just 2 years ago we didn't have a clue. We sat playing with it in your lounge and had no idea what we were doing, didn't we? You're very good at it, Ellen.
Three years ago, it was like five of us in my front room here with a little voice recorder, and it went on the website, and that's all it was, wasn't it?
So, yeah.
Do you have anyone in mind, Sergio, that could do that, or is it just a general?
No, I was wondering the translations of the videos, because I have mentioned your satsangs to different people here in Mexico City, but they don't speak English or they don't understand it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do an investigation on that, and maybe I can to see how it works and see if I can translate it.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, I will. And you know, if anyone's running a sangha and there's people there, you know, if you want to suggest, you know, that we're always looking for translators. That you know, that would be good as well. Yes, you can never have too many languages.
That's a way of opening up and reaching towards more people that are interested, but they're not much available for them in their language, like in Spanish.
I haven't seen
much information.
Sorry, go ahead. Wait, what were you gonna say?
I haven't seen much information on non-duality or on YouTube in Spanish. Of course, I'm not a YouTuber, but when the feeds of YouTube, I haven't seen much of that.
I know Muji has a couple of different channels that are actually in different languages, and whatever gets translated is uploaded to there. There's a couple of different ones, but I think given the nature of what we're doing here, it's so important to get it in as many languages as possible, you know, if you know anyone, or, you know, just for everyone to put it out there, if there are anyone that wants to do any translation, we're very, very grateful.
Okay. I will ask, I have a friend of mine, she used to translate the lessons from an ashram in India into Spanish. She's very good, to see I will contact her and see what she has to say.
Fantastic, thank you. No pressure either way, but you know, something moving forward that we're always looking for in every language other than English. So.
Yeah, okay. I'll do the investigation and I'll put a feedback or something on the.
Thank you.
On Facebook. No, on the contrary.
I think that's it from my end. If anyone else has got anything they want to add, anything.
Going back to the time zones, are we going to start just taking some of the time zones off the website?
I think it'd be good to simplify it to some degree.
Yeah.
There was the suggestion as well during the week, I think, was it this week, of putting the Sangha calendars and my calendar together, which I think would just be on the website, which would just be very confusing.
Yeah, but that's why we split it, because it got so busy.
Yeah.
And some people just want to know where you're at, don't they?
Yeah.
I think that put the time zones in UK, as it's a UK business, and then any groups that are, say, Saboteur Days, it'll be in Western Australian time and UK time. And then we'll just put the time zone, the time converter link, time zone converter. You know, it's a really good tool. It's very, very easy to use.
Yeah.
I think that's the way forward. It's just too much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of updating to keep it right.
Especially when the clock
changes. Yeah.
Just for you, which is a lot of you in here in the US, the weekend of the virtual retreat, if you are joining us, your hour change happens while that retreat's going on. So you need to be aware of that, because it's Friday to Sunday and your hour changes. I'm assuming it's like 2 a.m. on the Sunday morning, like hours when it happens. So.
Does anyone else want to raise anything or having any challenges?
Video, is there anything we need to bring up regarding emails or anything? There's nothing springs to mind particularly, but I just wondered if you've got anything.
No, I think it's all good.
Yeah, okay.
Lovely. Are we all done with this part then?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, thanks everyone.
Lovely.